rising and shining dimly. Wake up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
It would be way down low on the list. But if you had a time machine and, you know, you've already visited everything you wanted to see, make the 1904 Olympic Marathon a place to go. Because that race was wild. So in 1904, many of the competitors had never run a marathon before.
Wow. Okay.
One of the guys showed up in full-length dress pants.
Whoops.
The route wasn't paved, which meant they had to run through clusters of dust that made it difficult to breathe. One gentleman who finished second suffered a cramp and got to ride in a car for 11 miles.
He finished second?
Uh-huh. One gentleman, Felix, got hungry midway through, so he ate some apples from a random orchard, and then he got some stomach pains and took a nap. So he finished fourth.
Because he took a nap.
He got...
Oh my gosh.
The gold medal went to Thomas Hicks, who didn't cross the finish line alone, because he had been carried by trainers, because after the six mile mark, when they told him he had 20 more miles to run, he started hallucinating. And he had to be carried by trainers. Only 14 of the 32 men crossed the finish line at the 1904 Olympic Marathon.
Wow.
Including the man who travels by car.
Let me just guess. They had a rules committee meeting after that one?
I think so.
My kind of marathon, I think.
They have a picture of the runners and the guy wearing full-length dress pants. You don't hear much about that Olympic marathon race of 1904, but we should, because that is a wild, wild time.
Talk about one time you wish you had video, huh?
Yep.
I mean, wow. Jeez.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. The fun continues off air on social media. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.